We continue our learning. We're in Sanhedrin Periches Mishnah Hey. Ben Sora Umora Nidon Al Shem Sofa. We've mentioned this as the part of the introduction to the Perek, that a Ben Sora is judged based on what's going to happen in the end, what we're afraid he's going to do in the future, and therefore Yamas Zakai Valumas Chayev, let him die as an innocent person rather than a guilty person. The Gemara brings a Bryce to elaborate upon this. Rabbi Yossi Agli the Omer Bechimit Benesha Achal Zetar Tamar Basar Shasa Chatzilo Yain Hoitaki. Amra Torah Yaitin based in the Sakel. You're telling me that just because he ate a certain amount of meat, drank a certain amount of wine, so now he has to be killed by stoning? Elohigia Torah of Daito Shel Ben Soromor. We get to the end of his mind, what we're concerned is going to happen in the future. Shesof Megamer Nichse Aviv. In the end, he's going to deplete all of the money of his father, Umavake Shlomudo, and he's going to then continue to seek out what he's accustomed to, his habits. Zol of a Soviet, as we said, ve'eno motze, but we won't find enough money. What's he going to do? The yotze, the parshas derachim, umalastem es abrios. So he's going to go out onto the road, onto the streets, and he's going to rob people and potentially murder people. And therefore, in order that he gets money, to obtain money in order to fulfill whatever habits that he has developed. And therefore, let him Ben Soromer die before he kills someone, rather than afterwards and actually chayiv misa. And then the Mishnah says, at the end of the day, the death of Rishoyim, of the evil, of the wicked, is actually good. It's good for them. Why? Because they don't continue to sin. Not only that, it's a benefit to the world as well, because the world we don't have to suffer with the Rishon, for that tzaddikim, the death of tzaddikim, ralohen, that's bad for them because now they don't have the opportunity to continue to perform mitzvos. Varala olam, of course, it's bad for the world because now the people of that generation don't have people who can influence them in a positive way. It's going to affect the tzaddikim, also give zuchus to the people and protection to the generation. Yain, then Mishnah continues, Yain v'sheno lo rishoyim hanalahem lahanala olam. So we spoke about the death of Rishon. Now we're talking about yayin and wine and sleep for Rishon. So that's actually hadalah, and that's actually good for them. Why? Because if they drink a lot and they sleep a lot, so they're not going to sin. Hadalah, it's good if they don't cause harm. Vatzadikim, but if they drink and they sleep, ralahem, that's bad for them. They don't involve themselves in Torah study. Ralah olam, bad for the world, because through bitul Torah, so punishment could come to the world. They don't have the same protective power as they would if they were studying Torah. Pizur l'rishoyim, hanalohem hanalohem. Pizur l'fazer means to scatter. If you have separation, if you have rishoyim who are scattered, they don't join together. They don't as a group. They don't help one another. So that's good for them because they don't plot to do evil. And it's hanalohem. It's good benefit for the world. Vilat tzadikim ralohem hanalohem. But the pizur, the scattering, the separation of tzaddikim one from the other, that's bad for them, bad for the world, because if you imagine they had achdus, what they could do for the benefit of the world. Kinus l'rishoyim, when they're together, ralohem ralolam, so that's the opposite of pizur. If they gather together, so that's bad for them, bad for the world, because now they can plot together and potentially cause harm. V'la tzaddikim, hanalohem hanalolam, but the gathering of tzaddikim, that's good for them, and it's good for the world. Sheket l'rishoyim, when they're living in peace and tranquility, quiet, literally, ralahem ralaholam. That's bad for the world, or bad for the world, because now they have free time in order to plot something evil for the world and for the people in the world. Let tzaddikim, but if there's peace and tranquility for tzaddikim, hanalahem hanalaholam. That's good for them, benefit for them, because they have more time to study Torah and perform mitzvahs, and it's good for the world because people can learn from their actions and can refine their behavior based on their enemidos, based on what they see the tzaddikim are doing. Mission above, once we spoke about the concept of Nidon Al Shem Sofa, that we judge someone now when he's relatively innocent as opposed to the future when it's going to be, we're concerned about something that may be more severe. Same thing applies to what we call the Baba Machteres, which is the topic of our Mishnah. Perches Mishnah above says, Hababa Machteres, also Nidon Al Shem Sofa. Who's the Baba Machteres? So the Torah speaks about this in Parshas Mishpatim. In Shmos Chav Beis, Pasuk Aleph, it says, In Bamachteres, Imatzei HaGanav, if we find the Ganav in Machteres, Choser means he's tunneling under the house to try to steal something, to try to break in. Ein Lo Damim, He has no blood. What does that mean? In the end, it means the same thing. It means that you're allowed to kill him. How do we define Ein Lo Damim? So according to the Ben Ezra, it means Ein Lo Damim, a person who kills him is not violating Shvichus Damim. And Rashi explains in Sanhedrin, that's in Ben Ezra on the Torah, Rashi in Sanhedrin, Ayin Bez and Aleph says, what is Ein Lo Damim? Doesn't mean there's no Shvichus Damim if you kill him, but rather it means Ein Lo Damim means, see, that person doesn't have any blood, has any neshama, any life to him, and therefore it's mutter to kill him. It's as if he's dead already. Either way, come to the same conclusion, but whatever the definition of Ein Lo Damim means. So Mishnah here says, Habama Machtera, someone who the Torah says Ein Lo Damim, he's tunneling through, we're going to explain that he's Nidon Hashem so far. Eventually may kill the Balabais. Why? Because if the Balabais tries to stand up against this Bama Machteris, this Ganov, who's tunneling through to try to steal in the middle of the night, and the Balabais tries to protect his own his assets, tries to protect his money, we're afraid that this Bama Machteris is going to kill him. The Gemara explains why. Because Chazaka Ein Adam Mamid Atzmo Al Mamon. We have a Chazaka, there's a presumptive status of anyone where his money is at stake, where there's a risk to his money, he's going to try to protect his money. And therefore, if someone's coming to steal his money, he's not going to stand by idly and let a Ganav steal it. Therefore, the Ganav knows this. The Bamachter is very aware that if he gets caught, the Balabais is going to try to protect his money, and therefore he has the resolve when he's Bamachter that if the Balabais stands up, then he's going to kill him in order to get his money. And since that's true, therefore the Balabais therefore has the right, since we know that that's what the Baba Machteres has in mind, the Balabais therefore has the right to kill him, because the Baba Machteres potentially is willing to kill Balabais. And not only can a Balabais kill this Baba Machteres, anyone who finds him tunneling through has the right to kill him, unless you know for sure that he's coming only for money and would not kill the Balabais. What kind of case would that be? So the Gemara says, let's say a father who's Baba Machteres al Bino. Father who's coming by Machteres for his son, not the other way, by the way. Only when the father's tunneling through, you're not allowed to kill the son, cannot kill the father, or anyone else cannot kill the father. Because we know that if the son tries to protect his money from his father tunneling through to try to steal it, the father's not going to end up killing the Balabais, his son. The other way, though, may be true. And therefore, in such a case where it's the father's the Baba Machteres to the son's house, you're not allowed to kill him. And if he would, so then you go chayv misa for killing a person. How do I know that? The pasuk says there, and pasuk beis in Shmos Chav beis, im zarcha hashemesh alav damim lo. If the sun shines upon him, then damim lo. We said ein lo damim, and now we say damim lo. What does it mean the sun shines? If it's clear as day, clear as the sun, that he's not coming to kill, but just coming to steal. Let's say, as we said, a father coming and tunneling into the son's house. Then a person who kills him is chayv shvichus damim. Or maybe damim lo, not Ibn Ezra, as we said, damim lo means now there is shvichus damim lo. And according to Rashi, damim lo means there's life to him. He has blood, he's alive, there's an neshama, and therefore ritzicha murder is it's going to be ritzicha if you kill the Balabais. Haya Baba Machteres Vishavar Esechavis. Someone is tunneling through, and as he's doing so, trying to steal the money of the Balabais, he ends up breaking a barrel or other utensils, breaks glass, breaks some silver, whatever it may be. As he goes through, say, it could cost a lot of money. So do we say that the one who's tunneling through is chayav to pay? Im yesh lo damim, chayav. If a person's not allowed to kill the Baba Machteres, as we said, let's say your father tunneling in for the son, then the Baba Machteres is chayiv to pay the value of the chavis. Because there's no din of kamlei b'derabim. We don't say that because he's chayiv misa, so to speak, because someone can kill him, therefore is exempt from the lighter punishment, as we discussed several times, mostly in Bava Kama. So therefore he'll be chayiv today. But in ein lo damim, he has no blood, which means you're allowed to kill him in most of the cases of Baba Machteres. So then Patis doesn't have to pay for the chavis. And this would be true even if no one ends up killing him, simply because he's chayiv b'nafsho. He's pater mitashlim, doesn't have to pay, because we know ein adam meisim mishalem, as we learn in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud in Bava Kama. So once again, this Baba Machteres is similar idea to the Ben Sora Mora. It's Nidon al Shem Sofo. We can see the future, the potential that he would be willing to kill the Balabais, and therefore he's able to be killed as well. Another example of Nidon al Shem Sofo.